Hello?
Hello, good evening. This is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
I suppose.
Thank you so much. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Probably inflation.
Inflation? Okay, thank you so much. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Global warming, probably.
Global warming. Thank you so much. And what about when it comes to Minnesota? What is the biggest environmental issue facing Minnesota, in your opinion?
Drilling. Mining.
Mining. Okay, thank you so much. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Forest products. Do you think they're doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job?
Good.
Good, okay. What about refining?
Fair.
Fair. Okay, what about mining? You just said that.
Not good.
Poor?
I'm sorry. What were my choices? Was poor one of my choices?
It's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay, thank you. What about electric utilities?
Fair.
Fair. What about agriculture and farming?
Fair.
Fair. What about medical manufacturing?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you so much. Next, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies, groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? County land departments, do you think they're doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job at managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota?
Fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. What about the U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
Good. Thank you. What about forest and timber industries?
Fair.
Fair. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Excellent.
Excellent, thank you. What about environmental groups?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you so much. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Very.
Thank you so much. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Fewer than harvested.
Thank you so much. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was back in the 70s?
Fewer.
Fewer. Thank you so much. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
No.
No, thank you. What impact, if any, do you feel timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Probably a neutral impact.
No impact, okay. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Well, it would be possible. Yeah, it could be possible.
It could? Okay. Thank you. do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No. No.
No. Thank you. Have you seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or do you think it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Minor.
Minor. Okay, thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars and programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two train facilities providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in the forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries? Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. we almost done now. These last few questions are about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school, some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or 100 plus?
75 to 100.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. In which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, homemaker, student, or not employed?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you so much. In terms of your gender and with all due respect, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. I just want to let you know that I appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.